Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. It's time for Paragon Radio. And I'm your host, Pogoman, live from the Paragon Radio News Satellite. at a high orbit of 0.0167 feet above sea level. You figure that one out. And happy Halloween Eve. I can't believe it's here. It's almost here already. Wow. Times are flying. My goodness. But before we get into the festivities of the evening, let me bring on my co-host. Some people call him Mad. Some people call him a Viking. But tonight, we're just going to call him something a little bit different tonight. No, no, nothing dirty. He is Madrick Von Strahd.
I do not go blah, blah, blah.
Yes, you do. I've seen you. How was the food? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, see, there, we got the... Okay, very good. Keep playing. I don't know if you can hear that in the background.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay. Happy Halloween Eve.
He's unleashing the sparkle vampires. No, he's not.
No, sparkle vampires. Any sparkle vampires, you shoot the sun rays at them. I swear to God, if I see one sparkly... Must be related to Paul Lynn. Hey-o! Remember that old one? That old Halloween special that he had Kiss on? And I was like, Kiss and Paul Lynn on the same screen. Oh, my God. It had to be the 70s. Well, here we are. Halloween Eve.
70s had some good drugs.
Okay, here's the deal. I had the chat room open before, and I had to refresh the studio page. I can't get back into the chat room. So if you guys are in the chat room, anybody there? Hi. Hope you're having fun. I cannot get in there.
You need the secret handshake.
I knew the hand. I'm the one who came up with. I pictured Chico Marx. Ah, nah, I can't tell you, boss. I told you the secret handshake before. Ah, we changed it. We thought it was a good security move.
Ah, swordfish. It was fast words.
I can't tell you, but if you, no matter how hard you try, I can't tell you the password swordfish. Hey, swordfish. Hey, you got it. Look at that. It's a good move.
But that was a yesterday's.
What? No, that was until 4 o'clock. It's 4:01, so he changed it. All right, that's enough now. Jeez. Okay, done, stop it. That's enough. I just wanted that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh, you have to refresh. Refresh, according to Natalia Kromstar.
I did refresh, and that's why I can't get into it.
Refresh again.
Okay. I'm refreshed. Okay, now I'm there. Okay, fine. Dude, don't you know how to run your own studio? Yes. Bloody Wolfie there. Bloody Wolfie.
Well, normally we
Go ahead. What?
Normally, this is our time to jibber-jabber, but we found out we have news from both games, Ship of Heroes City of Titans.
What an auspicious night this is.
Yes. So, we decided what should go first, and it was decided it's the drinking game, so Ship of Heroes.
Hold on, wait. I said this drinking game goes second.
Oh, you want second. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I said the drink. I said the bet. We saved the best for last. So the drinking game goes second.
Okay. Well, I know how you feel.
One job.
Hey, no. I had a reason to think like that. You always say Ship of Heroes. I know how you feel about Ship of Heroes. I was going off of that one.
But hold on. Yes. How I feel about the game, laughing about it, yay. So, that's a whole different animal.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I'm just making sure. Yeah, this is from the. Oh, I'm just making sure we have the right one here, because this says making room for the city, a launcher update, and this is from the summer. But I don't recall reading this one. Did we ever do something about teleportation?
I think we did. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Screw it then. Okay, we don't have. All right. Neither I grabbed the wrong one, or look into the future. Oh, hold on. Wait. Let me see what this one is. Okay, no, this is the one I wanted. It's a quick update regarding our social media presence for City of Titans. I'm sorry. It's a
okay.
Short one. That's
which
why
is
I wanted to do this.
Which is, yeah, that's why it's unusual. It's short.
And that's why I was so happy. That's why I was so happy to read it. Because I have more reading due later on. I was like, God damn, I got to do this too. See, my throat's already dry now. Go, no. All right. So, due to the current instability at X, formerly Twitter, Missing World Media is going to be making some changes to our social media presence. Ooh. We will not be closing our X Twitter account, but we will be shifting to other communication outlets for the foreseeable future. As always, we can be found on our official website, which is cityoftitans.com, Meta. I don't know why they call it that, but it's facebook.com/cityoftitansmmo, or it's backslash. I don't know if that's a slash or back. I think it's backslash. And Instagram. Instagram.com/missingworldsmedia/. Everyone is always welcome to join the conversation on our Discord. Discord.gg/city-of-titans-of-official-. Oh, good fucking Lord. 633-757-6789-99951105. I'm sure if you go to Discord, you look up City of Titans. I hope that's how they do it. You look it up there. And you could also expect to see Missing Worlds Media showing up in new locations. All right. We'll be making more announcements about those in the near future, so come join us for all the latest info on the development of City of Titans. See you there. Hold on. After I said all that, If I go to the top, it says, join the ongoing conversation on Discord, https://discord.gg/w6PKP2. Well, how come that's just a short one for that, and this other one is this long, convoluted prisoner, you know, lifetime prisoner number? Holy shit.
They're going to join Truth Social. It's going to be huge. It's going to be tremendous. You're going to love it.
Good Lord.
All right. And since you said so many hyphens, you were warming up for Ship of Heroes.
Yes, here we go. Hold on. Okay. I'm ready for my part.
All right. Explain to any new listeners we may have.
So friends, they're ready.
Friends. Hi. Not everybody believes in using spelling and or grammar check. Namely, the person who wrote the upcoming article that my friend and yours, Madrick Von Strahd is about to read to you.
He's drunk.
It's just for Halloween. It's just Halloween. It's Mad Viking in disguise. So... anytime I do this, take a drink. So,
the record is 37. We caused alcohol poisoning.
If I do an extended one, that's double drink or double shot. Not Natizes, I can't do the drunk. Why can't you do the drunk? Okay, we'll just record how many times and then make up for it during the week.
All right, here we go.
All right, are you ready? It could be grammar, it could be spelling, it could be a mishmash of like
hyphens,
what the hell
and
is
commas
that
and colons, oh my. Hyphens and commas and colons, oh my.
Hyphens and colons, oh my. Hyphens and colons and commas. She has no booze. I have no booze either. That's why I keep track of them until the weekend. Everybody goes, why are you so shit-faced at 1 p.m.? Don't worry about it.
Here we go.
I'm paying my tab. Okay.
It is called,
continue.
This is called the
proceed.
New camera
yeah.
menu. We're adding
oh,
a camera
good.
Yeah, here we
hold
go.
Hold on. I just got to say before we begin. Good fucking Lord, I can see the typos in this one. Go ahead.
We're adding a camera menu to the interface options, comma, to allow control of how the camera moves and where it is aimed relative to your character.
That's not needed.
This will accommodate individual...
Hold on. I want to explain. The person who's writing this article feels that if they write a lengthy sentence, let's just throw a comma in the middle. I'm going to divide the sentence in half and throw a comma in wherever I feel like it. That's not how it works. New. Proceed. That's drink one. Go on.
Ship of Heroes just finished a highly successful beta demo in the recent Steam Netfest, ended a week ago. We're making...
not necessary. Because if it said which ended a week ago, comma, continue the sentence, then that first comma would be needed. Henceforth, not needed. That's dope.
Now we're making...
Or two.
Okay. Now we're making improvements based on your feedback, and the camera setting is one of them. We put up a video demonstrating the new control works, comma. So check it out and let us know what you think.
See? Comma for new reason.
Of course, comma.
Wait. Hold on, Natalia. Don't worry about it. My liver pissed me off. I need to punish it. My liver owes me money. LOL. Okay.
Here we go. Of course, comma. There are not the only upgrades in store.
Huh?
Of course, comma. Yeah.
I got it. I want somebody to take that article, put it in like Notepad or a Word document, and run it through grammar check. And let's see all the errors we find. Because... All right.
Apart from bug hyphen fixing, comma, we've also been working hard
to address. Apart from bug what?
Hyphen.
Bug
fixing.
Hyphen. Oh, good fucking Lord. You don't need a hyphen there.
And comma right there. We've also been working hard to address some server issues.
Hold on. Server aggressive Grammarly works for me. What Grammarly works for you? Oh, she's, unless you're drinking.
The program Grammarly.
Oh, Grammarly. Okay, thank you. Okay, I was like, okay. What? Nothing in this thing works so far.
All right.
My ears.
We've also been working hard to address some server issues that affected combat and chat log continuity across instant changes. We're working our way down a list of suggestions assembled from your feed hyphen back.
Holy shit, that's one fucking word. Two shots. That's one fucking word. Oh, my God.
You submitted,
feedback
comma.
Is one fucking word.
So
I'm still ranting about feedback.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well,
go on.
Feed hyphen back you submitted, comma. So thanks again to everyone who commented.
I blew the whistle for the comma already. I can't.
It's been a big help. The current list looks like this. : And they're bullet points.
Okay.
So, okay. So that's a good
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's a good
colon. That's a good colon.
Yeah, because he hasn't drinking anything.
Yeah.
You have a good colon. You must. Yeah. That colon had a lot of Raisin Bran over the last, I don't know.
All right.
Colon
Weed.
9000X.
Weed.
What?
W-E apostrophe D.
Oh, weed. Wait. W-E apostrophe D?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Weed.
I wanted to make sure on that one. We'd like to show improved combat and do it in an event format that allows players to jump back and forth between Apotheosis City and one of our explorable open worlds. Next bullet point.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Natalia's asking, does this guy know what a period is? When Mad pauses at the end of a sentence, that's a period.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to say the word period. There's a period there. It's just the rest of this guy's punctuation is atrocious.
All right, here we go. We're steadily adding new missions, comma, including more story arcs from the other signature heroes within the FHS Justice. Exclamation point. Okay, they want to show off the name of the ship. All right.
But you don't need a comma there. Unless you're going to...
You may see some holiday content.
Right. Go ahead. I don't know why I'm preaching to you guys. It's guys. And I know he's not watching because we preached how many times about this? With it. Go on.
You may see some holiday content in light of the calendar for the next couple of months. Okay, that's one down right there. You're doing Christmas early.
Oh, hold on. That's a double shot. It's not even Halloween, and you're talking about Christmas. Yes.
The CCT, remember, that's the Character Creators, whatever the T stands for, is getting five.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, they didn't tell us what the CCT was.
yeah, the first time you mentioned CCT, hold on. The first time you mentioned CCT, you should actually put in parentheses...
What the CCT stands for.
Right. Bet you later on in this art, in this thing, he's going to tell you what the CCT is. Like the third time mentioned CCT, he'll say it. Go ahead.
He's getting five new hairstyles for the male and the big guy models, comma, and perhaps a few more female hairstyles in the future.
Oh, God. If you're going to make a list, No.
A couple of heroic...
Wait. Look at Natalia on top of the camera.
I saw it.
She's changed costume. My God, she's out of costume, and she's get somebody over there to watch, make sure she doesn't fall.
A couple of heroic costumes previously available only for the big guy, comma, will now be available for the male and female models.
I don't. What are we up to? I wasn't keeping count.
I think we're coming to 10.
Okay, but I'm laughing here because Natalia goes and comma I comma thought comma I comma was comma bad. Period.
No, that's a semicolon.
What? Oh, okay, because you have semicolon. Her next thing, I'll be fine. Don't worry about me.
Okay, now they have a picture here, and I want to read the quote that from the one character they call Devastator. Sure, I'm on fire, .. but they're more on fire. Okay, I'm going to give that because that could be a player character comment.
Right. Now, how are they spelling there?
T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
Well, of course, the player got it right. Good for you. Okay, right. That's fine. Yeah,
here
that's a player comment. Yeah,
we got more. Here we go.
Oh, of course we do. Go ahead.
We will be recruiting testers for several new rounds of testing before the next event.
Okay. That's fine.
If you would like to become a tester under NDA, It would be nice to say that it was a non-disclosure agreement, but okay. Please fill out this testing sign hyphen up form.
Wait. Back up. I was blowing the whistle on the NDA thing because you made a point there.
Yep.
Some people don't know what NDA means. Back up. What was the thing with the hyphen?
Please fill out the testing sign hyphen up form.
I'm trying to sign up have a hyphen in it.
I don't think so. Let's get an official. All right. We're going to the instant replay.
I got to look this out. Hold on. Hold on a second. I sound like I got a cigar in my mouth. I got the thing in my mouth.
Oh, it's correct. Oxford language has a hyphen.
Okay. Because I've got sign up without it also, but...
Okay.
Sign up is a phrasal... Hold on. Sign up is a phrasal verb where a sign up with a hyphen can function as both a noun and an adjective. But he's using it as sign up form. He is correct, isn't it? Wow, he got one right.
All right, yeah.
Which proves one thing. Wow. I was going to blow the whistle, but everybody think it's time to drink. A broken clock is right two times a day.
If you've already filled the form, comma, you need not do it again.
Oh, God damn it. Well, just take a... I knew that was false praise. There we go.
If you have let us know that you like to be a test, shouldn't that be let us?
You can't hear.
I'm reading it. If you have let us know that you would like to be a tester.
Yes.
If you let us know
you want to be a tester, go on. All right.
Okay. Comma. But not have filled the form, comma, you need to do so to be testing.
All right. So if you had let us know you want to be a tester but have not filled the form out, fill it out immediately. Right?
But are those commas right?
So hold on. If you have let us know you want to be a tester, comma. But you have not filled the form out, comma.
Form, comma. So, there's no out.
Form, yes. After the form, comma, fill it out or fill it out. What was the next thing?
So
fill.
To be testing.
Yes. Actually, that's correct.
Okay, two for two. Okay. Well, not in order.
Oh, no. Two out of three.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Like, hold on. Remember what I said? The broken clock. Correct twice a day. That might be the
okay.
2 days right on. So.
Okay. Even if you aren't invited this time, comma, you may remain in the pool for future testing, comma, once you are signed up.
Hold on. Back that thing up. Read it again without the commas.
Even if you aren't invited this time, you remain in the pool for future testing once you are signed up.
See, I don't think that needs comma.
Maybe the first one, but not the second one.
Yeah, it needs one. Okay.
The next event is already under discussion. We're good there. Since the last event was such a great success, comma, we decided to do another one in the near future. That actually works. This one will be holiday hyphen themed.
I think holiday themed has a hyphen. Wait, I think holiday themed has a hyphen in it.
Hold it. All right.
No. Because in
those are two
City
words.
Hero, in Champions Online holiday themed contest. When you do the costume contest, holiday themed costume contest, there is no hyphen between holiday and themed.
I blew the whistle on that one.
Yep, it's been confirmed. Nope, there is no no hyphen. All right.
Thank you. That's correct.
Now, this one will be holiday hyphen themed, comma, with perhaps some cool new content.
There's another sentence with holiday theme in it?
No, it's the same one, but there was a comma behind holiday theme with perhaps some cool new content.
Nope. Okay. All right, we're good.
Are you saying that's good?
Wait, read it again. Sorry, hold on. All right. Go through the sentence again now.
This one will be holiday hyphen theme, comma, with perhaps some cool new content.
No, it doesn't need that comma, I don't think, either.
Yeah.
This one will be holiday themed with some new... Nah, it doesn't need that.
Oh, boy.
God.
Get your fingers out on this one. Get your fingers out.
Oh. My fingers?
As always, comma, we'll be posting on our website, comma, our forums, comma, and our Steam store page about any new updates for Ship of Heroes.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let's back this up.
All right.
As always, comma is not needed. Okay, let's go through now that list. You do need commas there.
Right.
I think he did that right. So let's go. As always.
Yep. We will be posting on our website, comma, which is correct.
Uh-huh.
Our forums,
yep.
Which is correct. It is incorrect because the next word is and our Steam store page about any new updates for Ship of Heroes.
Right. So he gets one more. So we got two on that sentence.
If you follow
right, so
us
you
on Steam,
first...
comma.
Right. Hold on.
Wait.
In that sentence that we just had with all those commas, you do not need the first and the last one. So,
all
right. He had too many.
Yep.
And what are we up to in drinking? I think Natalia's almost passed out on the floor. She's going to fall off that camera and do a Ric Flair face plant onto the floor any second.
If you follow us on Steam, comma, all our updates show up on your library page. Period. Hold on. And... Now, remember, there was a period now. And following us is free.
Ah, oh, for God's sakes. Now that period should have been a comma. That first comma, though, wasn't needed. Hold on. I feel like a referee throwing, like, flags left and right against the worst team in the NFL. Like,
we're talking the fighting L.A. Raiders versus the brawling Pittsburgh Steelers. There's flags all over the place.
in the 70s for the AFC Championship. Okay, here we go. It's us again. And the AFC Championship game took 6.5 hours. There were 40 penalties against each team.
We also want to thank all of you who already have semicolon. It helps us a lot.
Yeah, thank you. All right. How much more do we have of this?
Okay. Well, what about that semicolon? We also want to thank all of you who already have.
Hold on. No. Wait. I thought you made that up to go with my football thing. I thought you were ad-libbing.
No. That's the sentence. That's the next sentence.
Go back.
We also want to thank all of you.
Okay. We also want to thank all of you.
Who already have semicolon. It helps us a lot. That should be a period.
Actually, that should be two. Oh, fuck. Man, you people, your livers and kidneys and colons and I don't know what else, but holy mackerel. Go on.
I don't even want to read the technical notes.
The technical note?
If you want me to.
How many are there?
There are four technical notes.
How long are they?
We have one short, two medium, one big.
Read the short one first. Let's see what they have to say.
The Steam Next Fest was a free event sponsored by Steam. That was my fault. It was open to the public from October 9th to October 16th.
Didn't even know about it.
All right.
Go on.
Our most recent beta occurring during the Steam Next Fest, which ended a week ago. It was quite successful for us, generating strong growth in wish lists, and some great ideas for making SOH better than ever.
Okay, that's another one. I don't know what we're up to.
There were two of them. Yeah.
Oh, there. Okay. No. Our total list this time. I don't know what we're up to.
We're past 20. We're not there for 37 yet. During the Steam beta.
I think we're close to 30s.
No, we're in the 20s.
Yes.
The new service structure interacted with the Unreal 4 replication graph feature and the instant clean hyphen up function.
Clean up is one word. Last time I checked. Come on, man.
Functions to create occasional, quote, invisible barriers, unquote, to motion.
Okay.
This is the sort of problem that can only be tested in situations with very high traffic through a few missions instances that are in continuous use, like in a beta event or a launch.
No. Go ahead.
We're sorry if anyone was inconvenienced by this bug, semicolon. A fix is already in the works.
That should be... Yes.
This is the last one. Here we go. It has three sentences. Maybe it should be more, but it's listed as three. By far, the most common request was for your character always stay in the middle of the screen. Since this was a majority request, the default on camera controls will now be set for zero camera lag. But those who want something different can increase camera lag in the game settings. That's it? That's
it. I'm waiting for more. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, okay. Get your bottles out now. If you weren't drinking along with us, and you could pass out during the show or after the show or however you want to divvy up during the week. I don't know. It's 8:37, and you people
might be passed out by now. Drink and then we'll drink some
drink
more.
Drink and drink. Like I told my nephew one time, I learned this fine song from a fine Irish song. He goes, what makes it Irish? I learned it from an Irish man and an Irish pub. All right. There we go.
All those commas. I just had an image of Daffy Robin Hood Duck.
So, some news of interest. DC reveals a new excerpt from Batman, the Multiverse of the Dark Knight guidebook. How come I wasn't up on this one? Now, DC and Insight Editions have released a new official excerpt from Batman, the Multiverse of the Dark Knight, an illustrated guide. I must get my hands on this book. It's written by Matthew Manning and illustrated by Flavio Pop. Batman, the Multiverse of the Dark Knight, hits bookstores next Tuesday. Now, this was written on the 27th, this article.
Right.
So today's the 30th. So it's going to hit bookstores tomorrow on Halloween. The fast-approaching guidebook catalogs the various different versions of Batman from across the DC multiverse. At this time, Coming Soon has exclusively revealed some new excerpt pages, which spotlight the Gotham by Gaslight, Brain, B-R-A-N-E, and Hex timeline incarnations of the Dark Knight. DC previously revealed pages featuring Batman Beyond, Kingdom Come Batman, Batsor from the Justice League Were Dinosaurs, and the Batman Who Laughs. Where's Jester? Check out, and there is a cover. The cover is, shows the regular Batman, the Batman from the Flashpoint, which was Thomas Wayne, the Batman Gotham by Gaslight, I'm sorry, Kingdom Come, of course, the Batman Who Laughs. There's another Batman, I can't make out who that is, Batman Beyond, and of course, the one from The Dark Knight Returns in his armor when he fights Superman. And then they show some pictures inside, what it looks like. Some pictures and various descriptions, and I must get my hands on this book. Okay, so what to expect from Batman the Multiverse of the Dark Knight? Take a tour through the diverse worlds of the DC multiverse in this comprehensive guidebook detailing the lives of its many cape crusaders. The official description for Batman, the Multiverse of the Dark Knight reads, dive into different dimensions and meet countless variations of the Dark Knight, from the Batman Who Laughs to Flashpoint Batman, from Captain Leatherwing to Bizarro Batman. I think I know that one. The book profiles more than 60 iconic iterations of DC's legendary superhero alongside striking original art. Thrilling and vibrant, this treasury is a must-have collectible for every Batman fan. It goes on sale Tuesday, October 31st from Insight Editions.
For some reason, I can see this happening. Pogo's going to be in costume, goes to the comic book store, goes... Trick or treat! It's not gonna work, Pogo.
Come on, give me a book. I thought you. Okay, you ready for this one? From Amazon alone, it's $32.54. And I'm an Amazon Prime member, so this is not some. I can't even add it to my cart yet. You suck. All right. Anyway, it's very cool. I know I'm going to be getting that one. All right.
Pogo's going to be up till midnight tonight.
No. Oh, yeah. No, I just bookmarked it. That's all.
Okay.
Here is something. I know we have many, many Ghostbuster fans here. So... I saw this for the last week, and I thought I'd bring. So Ghostbusters, second HasLab, crowdfund, PKE meter, and trap. So Hasbro's Ghostbusters action figure line may have become extremely dormant, but they're all in on prop replicas. Having successfully funded a proton pack the first time, their latest HasLab crowdfund project should help complete the full cosplay ensemble. With the set containing the official ghost trap and PKE meter. Both items derive from the scans of the actual movie props and feature appropriate lights and sound effects. They also include modification pieces to make the trap in the style of either Ghostbusters or Ghostbusters 2, and the PKE meter to upgrade to the afterlife style. Ooh. Nothing strange in this neighborhood.
Skip over 2016.
Yes. Now, as you'd hope, the trap features pedal activation and a slide-out cartridge. Ooh. Wheels allow for remote deployment. Ooh. The PKE meter includes multiple ghost detection modes and articulated scanners. But wait, there's more. If 12,000 fans back the project, it'll come with a starter pack that includes Venkman's psychic test cards, stickers, blueprint, and a classic Ghostbusters patch. 15,000 backers will unlock a belt holster for the trap and a HasLab Ghostbusters patch. Finally, at the 18,000 backer mark, a PKE meter holster gets thrown in along with a mini buff Ghostbusters patch. As of this writing, the project already has close to 10,000 backers. When was this written? Today. Earlier. Okay. It has until December 11th to get the rest. Expect delivery in fall 2024, but don't necessarily expect it guaranteed in time for costume season. Next year marks, I'm feeling old. The 40th anniversary of Ghostbusters is next year. And while acting strikes will probably delay the next live-action movie, Hasbro's likely to have more in store to celebrate. For some fans, the movie represents childhood fantasy. For others, it was a chance to see favorite SNL stars on the big screen. More recently, libertarians have embraced the film's anti-regulation stances. Who are you going to call and party with? That's up to you. Right. Now, with that being said, they're talking about numbers of backers. You know what I'm interested in? Let's see how much this costs. Okay. Mad?
Yeah?
Take a guess how much this little set costs.
I have a funny feeling we are in the Red Fox category.
Okay. Now give me an actual number.
No.
Anybody want to take a guess out there? Anybody want to take a guess on the other game that I could see? Give me a guess. Give me a guess. Anyone. Anyone want to give me a guess? I dare you. I dare you. Silver Gritho is going to be He-Man. All right. It's going for a mere $299.99.
I'll go, Elizabeth.
And actually, if you hang on, I'm gonna share this with you. If you look at it, it's not. I don't think it's that bad. I'm gonna share it on Dawn Radio than local. I don't think. I mean, for what you're getting, I don't know why my guy does that. Oh, maybe I hit the block by accident. But hold on here. Oh wait, I could just do this. There you go. You can check it out. I mean, for what you're getting, and, you know, it's movie-quality replicas, so. I don't know. Well, there you go.
Hey.
I mean, it's not like it's an action figure of like Galactus that they're selling for $300. Like, yeah, you know.
It's like, you got the Fantastic Four characters. You want Galactus? Just get the Galactus suit. You be Galactus. You're about the size.
Yeah, exactly. Or, hold on, I got one better. I was just thinking, I got one better.
Okay.
Get a Galactus costume, put it in a fully articulate mannequin on one. You know, like one of those life-size mannequins.
Yep.
And fully articulate, put a costume on him. When you said that, I was like, wait a minute, I got a better idea. There you go. And if you have, you know, like, what, the 6-8-inch figures, there you go.
He's going that is the proper dimensions of Galactus to those figures.
That's right, to the 6-inch figure. There you go. That's all you need. That's all you need. That's it. Oh, there's other pictures here, too. Wait. I mean, they are, like, movie replicas, so. And they light up and everything. I mean, for that much, you know, for that. I mean, a bunch of people got taken the one time, and PayPal had to pay everybody back. Mm. You remember when the Infinity Gauntlet was being sold?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
After six months, this company said they were selling it for cheap, right?
Right.
And they showed the box. They showed what it was. So mine came in the mail, and everybody was like, go to PayPal. These people are not responding. They closed down their thing. So I was like, well, what is it? They're like, wait till you see what it is. Ready for this? They sent me a yellow rubber washing glove when you do dishes with gems glued on them. And so I'm talking to the PayPal guy. He goes, I sent you a form. Can you send me a picture of what you actually got? And he goes, oh, my God. He goes, yep. We've been getting that all morning. He goes, yeah. And he goes, can you confirm the company? I said, yeah, because I saved. He goes, I was smart. He goes, hold on. Yeah. Yeah. He goes, it's the funniest thing. They were active until 6 hours ago. And he goes, it's like as soon as everybody got their product in the U.S., they shut the phone line down. They shut the phone line down. There's nobody there. He goes, yes, we're making the appropriate things. And yes. He goes, the funny thing is they have an account with us, and they have to leave so much money in it. So it's like they just lost all this money, so we don't know what they were trying to do. So I got my money back, and it's like – and they go – they wonder why it's so hard for companies in China to get a pay – to sell stuff on PayPal.
I can just see – all of a sudden I just had this commercial in here.
Hello, I'm Thanos, the Mad Titan. Recently, I've took care of half the populace of the universe. Needless to say, it left a lot of dirty dishes. That's why I use Palmolive.
I use the Infinity Dish Glove. Cleaning dishes... is, hold on, cleaning dishes is a snap. Oh. See, I can joke about it now. I mean, once I got my money back, I couldn't even save this thing as a joke. If I have it somewhere in a box in a tote under my bed somewhere, it's a miracle. But I think I threw this thing. I was like, are you shitting me? They're like, well, what'd you get? Then I ordered this thing. It was like the Godzilla that's supposed to be like 12 to 18 inches high. And they show it from the table. It's supposed to go up, you know, from the floor. It's supposed to be this high. Mm-hmm. They sent me this 8-inch high Godzilla. If it's 8 inches. So I called PayPal and they said, send us a picture. It's like, yeah. Yeah, we got about 30 of those today. We're sorry. It's like, you know, he's like, no. No, he goes, no, you're absolutely right. They showed pictures. And it wasn't that, and the guy, he was, it's not the guy's incredibly short. They listed the dimensions. And he goes, and it sounds like, you know, they show it in centimeters, but by centimeters, it's the right size. It's like, you know. It's supposed to be almost like 18 inches, almost 2 feet high. So that's the one that they've been advertising on the internet all summer. But Hasbro Plus, that what is it, whatever it's called, they usually have some good stuff. I just don't like the way they do their weird Kickstarter. It's like so many people have to order it.
Yeah, like after last week, you want to say Kickstarter?
Well, I was going to talk about the one, the Legends of Adventures one. They hit their $3 million mark. They hit their $3 million mark. And tomorrow night's the last night for it, so they actually hit it. I was like, holy shit, they actually did it. Well, what were you talking about with Kickstarter?
With what happened to Tara Strong?
Wait, on Kickstarter?
You raised
yes. Never mind. Have there been any updates about that?
Well, it sounds like they want to go after her Miss Minutes roles for Loki.
What?
Not Marvel. All the social webpage warriors. Same reason.
Wow. Okay, but before we get to things, I know tomorrow's Halloween. Let me see if I can find this. I had, believe it or not, usually you're the one with the top 10. I have a top 10. courtesy. I don't know where this is from. It's like a New York radio station, but it's like upstate or western New York.
Right.
I don't know. It's like 94.3 Light FM, but it's not from Long Island. So I don't know if it's western or upstate New York. But anyway. Ready for this one?
Right.
This top 10 is New York has spoken. The worst Halloween candies for trick-or-treating or trick-or-treating
raisins.
Of all time.
Raisins.
No, candy. Okay.
Remember,
number
some people
10.
Make raisins as candy.
Okay, this is officially candy. Number 10, Tootsie Rolls.
I like Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, but the ones that have been sitting around since last Halloween, and then they give them out. Man, that gives you a draw workout. You're sitting there, your friend, you know, other people, they're eating candies, and it's like, good God almighty. When they're fresh, a lot of these are good. We're talking about, you know, this is why. Number 9, Bit O' Honey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, it's Bit O' Honey, but this was which should really have been named Bit of Get Ready to Chew This Candy for a Bit. Love it, hate it. Have you ever actually tried it? All right, this one I agree with, and this actually moves up my list. Number 8, Black Licorice.
Oh, yeah.
It's either jelly beans, swirls, even in multicolored things. Man, my dad used to love them. Like, here, take mine. He goes, oh, I got your black licorice. I was like, Dad, if I open this bag up and it's all black licorice, like, you know how they do the orange and the black, those packs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, we opened like 10 packs. He gave me the orange. He had the black. He was in his glory. He ran it off in his room to watch TV. All right. Includes ropes, dogs, nuggets, and other various shapes. Anyone else think that it numbs your tongue? All right, number 7. Now remember, it's not candy and jelly. It's when you go trick-or-treating, and you want all the cool stuff, right? Okay, ready? Number 7, Smarties. Are these candies just Pez in an easier-to-eat form? Or is it another version of press-colored drywall into a cute cellophane wrapper? What's funny is I think I've had all three, as a kid when I went trick-or-treating, I've had all these. When I go to the store to buy candy, never these. All right, number 6, Mary Jane Chews. I know what you're thinking. Mary Jane is not a code for anything like hashish. No. Okay, according to the listing, these are actually peanut butter flavored. Okay, I've had Mary Jane Chews. Never tasted like peanut butter. Anyone need some expensive dental work removed? Yes. Hold on. This happened to me when I was a teenager. I had a filling. All of a sudden, it just popped out. Cold air rushed into my tooth, and I'm screaming. I spit it out, and everybody goes, holy shit, his filling is right there. I'm like, God damn it. And the family is scrambling for, like, every type of remedy they could think of to stop the pain. Like, holy shit. Never again. Oh, there's one bonus for these. Allegedly, they're gluten-free. Gee, nice. Oh, okay. These things I've always hated. I could never figure them out. I don't know what the fuck they were or are. Number 5. Wax Coke bottle candies.
I remember them.
Yeah, people thought they were the coolest thing that ever. And the last time these were cool, hold on. Thought that these were the coolest thing ever when you were 5. That was the last time they were cool. They're now number 5 on this list. Okay. Number 4. Other words, Halloween candies. Peanut butter kisses.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Some are wrapped in orange, some are wrapped in black, and goes made with real peanut butter. I know that. There's only ever been one person that I've met that has genuinely enjoyed this particular type of candy, this guy's mom. Still don't understand how this candy sells, but the people who love it, and look forward to the one time a year they can easily find it on store shelves. Okay, number 3. Where's holiday candy? Necco, N-E-C-C-O, wafers. Let me ask you a question. Do you like to eat mildly flavored chalk? If you do, then Necco wafers might be the thing for you. If not, then you might not be surprised that they have been voted the number three worst Halloween candy. Who else agrees? These things were like, oh, can I trade this in for a thing of Smarties? All right. Number two. Oh, my God. This No. I got, no, this is what's really funny about number, the second one. Where's Halloween candy? Candy corn. And what's funny is the picture is Autumn Mix. At the D&D game last night, we had a bag of candy corn in a dish in the middle of the table. But what's funny about this, no. What's weird about this one was, it's an updated one. The color of the candy corn was a different flavor. And I've never seen this before. But this is the old style, like the pumpkin, and it was just in the candy corn. So do you like to see, oh, too bad you didn't do your, what day is today? It's what National Candy Corn Day. It's National Candy Corn Day. I know. And it just so happens it's the number two worst candy voted by New Yorkers. Do you like to see candy corn this time of year? Then you're in the minority. It's been voted number two worst Halloween candy. Does this mean more for you? Okay. I kind of agree with this. I've seen it like once and had it, and I was like, what am I eating? I say it like that because I was youngin' before I started using profanity. And ladies and gentlemen, the number one worst Halloween candy voted by New Yorkers and probably everybody else, I present to you Circus Peanuts. Hold on. They're not real peanuts either. This has been voted number one worst Halloween candy. Circus Peanuts, do you agree? Have you ever had any? What do they taste like? Would you be willing to swap your friends something out of your candy stash so you could have theirs? It's, they don't describe it, but you, oh my God, you get on them. Oh, it's, okay, it's marshmallow Circus Peanuts, right? So it's marshmallow, and it looks like, it's like a light orange, and on top of it, it looks like they use the printing thing to make it look like an actual peanut shell. Let me tell you, when you get this thing home, and God help you, the people who bought these things didn't buy them right before Halloween, and God help you if you wait until November 4th to eat these things. Remember how I said, good God almighty, it's like eating rocks. You know, you might as well, like, just wait till a sibling pisses you off and just wail them at them. Better yet, stick them in your mouth. Pick them out and then throw them at your sibling, because not only will it hurt, it'll stick to them. Gee, Pogo, it almost sounds like you say this from experience. Perhaps not. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your top 10 worst candy. So if you don't want people to be mad at you, don't buy anything I just mentioned on this list. All right.
And for God's sake, no raisins.
God damn, no raisins. Holy crap. And nothing that they could stick stuff in. Like, and another thing, Tootsie Rolls are bad because people were saying you could stick little nails on them. So, and to you parents, you know, with the little kids going out tomorrow, you know, be careful. Make sure that they, check the candy. And don't swipe all your kids' good candy. They went out there walking around for the candy. Don't take their good stuff. You take the Circus Peanuts. Okay, well, they all came in. Look at them. They're bringing the tomb. They're all dressed. Jeremy, I worry about you. He's dressed like Elsa from Frozen with the wig on, spinning around. The hair is flying around. Good Lord. Stop it. You almost went. Yes, tomorrow we'll go trick-or-treating.
And don't remind apparently me about that, because they're talking snow tomorrow night.
Really?
That's all I need to Yes, up where I live.
Wow. Yes, good Lord. Wow. I'm hearing November is supposed to be snow, but I didn't think like November 1st. Jeez. And don't forget,
now, mind
ladies
you,
and gentlemen.
It's going to be like 2 a.m., you know, when the temperature is
okay.
Really dip.
Yes. I got a question for you. Wednesday night in your show, that's November 2nd. That's Day of the Dead.
You mean November 1st?
Oh, November 1st. I'm sorry. Thursday is November 2nd. Never mind.
Right.
Never mind. Okay. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if I may, before I begin this, if you have a psychic and they resemble anybody in this book, you need a serious upgrade because these are heroic helpers and malicious minions from comic book history. For they are members of the League of Regrettable Sidekicks. All right, let's get to it. Okay, I see Natalia's... Okay, I wasn't paying attention. I see Natalia's jumped off the camera. Still regrets on hers. Alan's hanging out with the Teddysons. All right, our first one is... This is created by... Oh, this is great. Created by Unknown. Debuted in Clue Comics number 1 by Hillman Periodicals, January 1943. And their group, I'll tell you that, partnered with Jackie Law. Biggest achievements, operating a giant robot, controlling a homicidal maniac. Well, good for them. The quote, "You dirty killer. If I had you, I'd have ripped your arm loose and beat your head off with it." Wow. The quote, I mean, the sidekicks, the Boy Rangers and Loco. Jackie Law, leader of the Boy Rangers, had every reason to seek vengeance upon the crime world. His pals, on the other hand, seem to have joined his crusade strictly out of feelings of loyalty and friendship. Well, most of them, the cadre's youngest member, enjoys the pure pleasure of beating crooks with a baseball bat. On the way home from a sandlot football game with his four closest buddies, Jackie witnesses a horrific tragedy unfold. Jackie's father, foreman of a construction site, is pushed into a jumbo-sized concrete mixer by crooks as a warning to other business owners who refuse to participate in their criminal protection racket. Not surprisingly, this engenders in Jackie an abiding hatred for evildoers. "I'll get them," he pledges, tears streaming down his cheeks. "I'll get them all. From now on, all criminals are my enemies." Jackie's friends waste no time in co-signing his newly adopted mission as the Boy Rangers. The youngsters assign themselves ranks and convert their football uniforms into crime-fighting togs, emblazoned with the letter R. Naturally, Jackie is given the rank of general. Husky Buck is appointed major. Talkative Froggy is made captain. Bucktooth Corny is the team sergeant, and diminutive but frisky Gorilla is assigned the rank of private. This suits Gorilla, who possesses a violent streak a mile wide. "That means I'll have to do all the fighting," he exclaims joyfully. "Oh boy, oh boy." He's also the ranger most likely to leave a mark. In the team's few appearances, Gorilla is depicted tearing at his opponent's ears with his teeth, jumping forcefully on their faces and pushing them in front of speeding mine carts. A few issues into their adventures, another psychic joins Jackie Law's roster, a giant experimental robot named Loco. Standing several stories tall, the titanic automaton requires a quintet of operators, one in each limb and another to run the head. The Boy Rangers use Loco to turn the tables on the Nazi agents who attempted to steal the bot, and then keep him for one more adventure before returning to exclusively flesh-and-blood crime-fighting. No explanation is given for the Colossus' disappearance. Given that this was during wartime, Loco was probably more valuable to the war effort as scrap metal. Not to mention, too dangerous to leave in the hands of a kid named Gorilla. Okay. Well, yeah. A kid named Gorilla and a robot named Loco. Next up, we go to the Silver Age. Oh, this is kind of appropriate this week. You'll get the thing in a moment. All right. This one was created by Ed Heron, Jim Steranko, and Dick Ayers. Debuted in Spy-Man number 2 of Harvey Comics in December 1966. Henchman 2, Cyclops. Not X-Men Cyclops. Most evil act? Tricking you into cutting a hole in your comic book. How could you? The quote, "Come closer. The Grand Council of the Evil Eye Society has been expecting you." And of course, it is War, the Evil Eye Society. I'm picturing a bunch of people with that new sidekick they're offering, the Evil Eye.
Mm-hmm.
Does everyone have their Evil Eye minion? Bring him forth. Bring it forth. From their debut, comics have embraced an arguably postmodernist sensibility in recent years that has grown into a fondness for metafictional storytelling, transcending the linear narrative by, among other tactics, breaking the fourth wall and involving the reader in the story. But groundbreaking contemporary comics writers might be shocked to learn that they have lagged behind the curve. Way back in the swinging 60s, the spy-themed corner of comics introduced an evil organization that extended readers a direct invitation. "You want to join our organization?" asked Cyclops, the eerie leader of the sinister secret society. "It can be arranged." It indirects readers to a small dotted rectangle in the center of the page, in the middle of which is drawn a green-flitted eye. "Cut out the symbol of our all-seeing eye," he continues. "Paste it on your forehead. There. Now, look in the mirror with all three eyes." Scissory happy participants in the program will find themselves with a ruined comic and a new mission in life. "Destroy the forces of liberty," bellows Cyclops, his oversized, unblinking eye glaring triumphantly from beneath his cowl. The liberty is questioned. Isn't the abstract concept of personal freedom, but rather Liberty, LIBERTY, capital letters, the espionage organization that is home to cybernetic superhero Spy-Man. Readers excited about their future as minions in a vast criminal conspiracy were probably sobered by the sight of Spy-Man with his electro-robot hand, calmly dispatching enemy agents who wore evil eye stickers on their foreheads. Apparently, the only power imbued by the mystical third eye was providing a target for a well-placed left hook. The Evil Eye Society enjoyed a surprisingly short run, considering that their membership extended off the page and into the real world. Assaulting Liberty at their secret base, the Statue of Liberty, appropriately enough, the Evil Eye Society is within seconds of snatching the plans for a transistorized nuclear weapon, which is no larger than a child's marble. Cyclops unleashes a deadly killer beam from the center of his tremendous eye, but the beam is handedly reflected by Spy-Man, who directs the deadly force back at its master. Cyclops plummets from the top of the Statue of Liberty to his death. No refunds were announced for junior members of the Evil Eye Society. I saw where that was going. And as we go to the modern age, this one was created by Bob Budiansky and Brett Blevins, debuted in Sleepwalker number 2 of Marvel Comics, July 1991. Okay, Henchman 2, 8-Ball. Current whereabouts? Waiting for their cue. The quote, "Boss, who is this guy? He looks freakier than we do." I am referring to the 8-Ball gang. You know who it was, huh?
I have that issue somewhere.
You do? Okay. So, the best henchmen are thematic. It's just common sense. Dressing your criminal subordinates in matching costumes, assigning them a selection of coy code names, and arming them with identical weaponry raises your status as a supervillain. And when your sinister gimmick is that you have the head of an 8-ball, then the theme for your goons is already queued up. How the criminal known as 8-Ball chose which numbers to assign to his trio of henchballs, specifically 6, 9, and 11, isn't revealed. Perhaps he was merely establishing the foundation for an eventual full rack of 14 minions. the maximum that a billiards theme allows, not counting the cue ball, which would be ridiculous to include. At least he featured in his initial team of assistants one stripe and one solid, which are required for the corners of the rack at the start of the game. Chalk it up to an eye for detail. When we meet April, he is a largely law-abiding citizen named Jeff Heggies, who designs propulsion systems for an American defense contractor. When he racks up severe gambling debts, his employers worry that he might sell trade secrets to raise cash, and so they give him the shaft. This bad break sinks his reputation, so 8-Ball decides to table a difficult job hunt. Instead, he develops a force-increasing pull cue and begins his absurd new career as a billiards-themed supervillain. Where 8-Ball recruited his assistants is unrevealed, but at least one of them is exceptionally enthusiastic about his position. 9, decked out in lurid yellow, is a constant booster to his boss's every utterance. He's also trigger-happy. When their bank robbery is foiled by the other-dimensional super cop, Sleepwalker, 9 panics and launches an explosive pool ball, a ball bomb, at his foe. It's not a very good bank shot. You know it occurs in a bank. 11 and 6 don't speak, but one assumes they provide valuable moral support simply by their presence and carry the bags of stolen loot. Once the robbery is over, they join 8-Ball and 9 in the flying hover rack and escape, as often happens. The henchmen are just dropped from the act, though 8-Ball makes several return appearances. What happened to his crew is a mystery. Perhaps he keeps them in the corner pocket. That was bad. All right. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we close the tomb. They take it back to the tome. And that is this week's entrance of the League of Regrettable Sidekicks.
I am waiting. One of these days, I am waiting for Wendy, Marvin, and Wonder Dog. I'm waiting for it.
Well, a couple of years ago, they were in Justice League.
I remember that one. And they promptly got rid of that group.
Yeah. But that was Jeff Johns, and that was a nice homage to the 70s. I thought that was cool. Okay, folks. Time's running out. It's this weekend. I don't want to hear it anymore. Your donations are needed. The ExtraLife.org charity event is this weekend. And what do you people have to say for yourselves?
They were being dramatic. There's still
a chance. Yes, I was being dramatic. There's still a chance. I know. I know there is. But to get my point across, I'm going to play the commercial.
Hey, everyone. Pogo Man here. It's that time of year again when I ask all you good people to contribute to my ExtraLife.org charity gaming marathons. All the proceeds go to the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, specifically the Cohen's Children's Miracle Center, Northwell Health. As soon as you make a tax-deductible donation, that money goes straight to them. I do not receive a penny of it, in case you were wondering if this was a scam or not. Believe me, it's not. This is my big 11th year participating. That's right, 11 years of donating my time out of the goodness of my heart. Believe me when I tell you, I wouldn't have changed a thing. Well, maybe raise a little more money for those kids. But this year, you can make that happen. You can donate to this most noteworthy and noble cause. It is, after all, for the children. I will be playing in November, specifically the 2nd through the 5th of November, 6 hours a day on my Twitch.tv channel, twitch.tv/ParagonRadio.com. For all you good people to watch and cheer me on, just like the last several years you've been doing. To make a donation in my name, please go to my extralife.org page. Don't worry, the Dawn Radio DJs will provide the link in the chat channels for all of you. No donations are too big or too small. Every dollar counts, So please give what you can because, again, it is for the children. Thank you. I hope to see you all to watch and cheer me on in November. Donations are being accepted now. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you all. All right, and currently, we are still standing at $100.
Let's see, we can't blame Obama. There, man.
For what?
We're doing well with Trump. Okay, we'll blame Biden.
Yeah, we'll blame Biden. I was well, last year. How long has Biden been in?
Okay, you got a point there. All right, can't blame Biden.
We can't blame Biden. And I was doing okay with Trump. We can blame Obama. I was doing horrible without it. Let's not, there's still time. There's this weekend, so.
So we'll see what happens. And since there was no mention of which game, I guess that means there's a free-for-all for you.
Yeah, I get to choose. Oh, as a matter of fact, we didn't mention that. Big news for Falco Man this past weekend. He was doing some trick-or-treating. Hit level 50 in City of Heroes, finally. So now I just got to do that plus one. What do they call it again?
The Incarnate.
Incarnate, yes. Yeah, I just have to earn my Incarnate level, and then 50 plus one, and then everything's up for grabs then, so. Oh, there you go.
You know how long I have seen him sit at 47?
Since last year? It was last year.
Yep.
I just don't have time. And then we joined the league the other night. I was like, holy crap, I got 48. And I was like, 49. You left. And I was like, I know we had till 10 o'clock. Like, in 2 hours. What was it? 3 hours? Maybe. Mm-hmm. I got 3 levels. Like, holy crap. And I didn't do it. I did it the year before. I didn't do it last year. So maybe I could have got 50 last year. So I got it. So now the question is, what character do I play? What game am I going to play? Because the person who donated was my mom and named my dad. And she said, okay, whatever you want, whichever game you want. I was like, okay. So again, $100 raised. And, well, here's the deal. I'm going to be playing 4 days. So I guess the first day is up to me. Or I could jump back and forth. I could wait till Thursday to do Pogo Man on the Incarnates, or and then Thursday I could do the dailies for the Blood Moon event with all my characters I'm doing them on City of Heroes. And then figure out a character to play on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I got a ton of characters on City of Heroes. I got a few characters. Or I could just choose a bunch of different characters and just try and level them up.
Right. Now, remember, Saturday we're planning to do Task Force, you know, and it was the first one. We did Con, and we had a team wipe.
Right.
I'm trying to do the research to find how to get around.
To be fair, we had half a team. We only had four people, so.
So you.
Well, remember, I think on Saturday my schedule is going to be like 12 to 6 or something like that. I'm trying to plan around, you know, so when I do this, so. And then, oh, God, then Sunday, shit, Sunday I'm DMing, so it's probably going to be like 9 to 3. Ugh.
I'm going to be so wiped out because I'm probably going to, because remember, each of the days I'm doing 6 hours. I'm not doing 24 hours. So Thursday, it's probably going to be like a 12 to 6. Friday, I might have to split it up because I have physical therapy in the afternoon. Or unless I ask them if I could come in the morning.
As long as you're within the 24-hour period, I would say, you know.
Well, I'm going to do what I usually, because my back, you know, my back is really bad. I can't sit 24 hours, so.
Right.
I'm planning on doing 6 hours a day between Thursday and Sunday like I usually do. But I was thinking that, Thursday, and I know we're talking about that. Thursday and Saturday, Mom has dialysis. So 12 to 6 would work because – what was I going to say? She has dialysis in the morning. We get back about 10. I come back, or whatever we're going to do. I can, you know, come back, get ready, start at 12, go through till 6. Maybe take a break or two for her. You know, dinner. Relax, you know, especially Thursday, you know, relax those nights. Then Friday, we'll play it by ear. Maybe 12 to, maybe I could do physical therapy in the morning, then 12 to 6 again. And then Sunday, I'm going to have to do a 9 to 3. Because I got to be done. Because we're starting D&D at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have to Dungeon Master, which means all this week after we're done, I need time to go over the module, the adventure we're doing. We're doing a one-shot Halloween theme type thing.
Right.
Then next week, I think I'm doing it, but I think it's going to be with our original characters. So if you'd like to join us.
We'll see what happens. That's all I can say
right.
at this moment.
Just like, all right. No, because I know you just want to make one character, so we're just going back. It was just because then our you know, GR, GM, he was like, well, it's supposed to be a one-shot. I was like, no, we like these characters. We, you know, oh, my God, we're having so much fun with these characters. I think because, like, we know what we're doing with these characters, so. And last night, I can't even tell you what happened. But anyway, guys, if you could, please donate. We're coming up to the final hours. Oh, wait, I'm shutting this costume off. So what do you have planned for Bunny Night? Do we know what's going on?
Tomorrow night on the radio is a Coconut Halloween special.
Oh, okay. And that starts... Okay, we have 96. So Coconut's Halloween special starts at what time? 8 o'clock?
8 p.m.
I will try. We'll see what happens. Usually, the last couple of years, it's gone dead around here. I know, not dead in Halloween. But I mean, like, trick-or-treaters?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had a lot over the last couple of years. So I'll try to tune in. I'll tune in as soon as I can. And then Friday is what? The 3rd. All right, so 60 seconds left. Have a happy Halloween, everybody. Have a safe one. If you're driving out on the roads, watch out for the kids. If you have kids, please check their candies. Trust me on this one. That's what they always say. Just check out, for the, you know, and be out there with the kids. Have something reflective, flashlights, et cetera, et cetera. Watch those movies, you know, TV shows. I don't know. There's not many TV shows, well, streaming services. Watch those movies, TV shows, read those comic books, and those novels. Anything you'd like to say in closing, sir, really quickly?
I got a rock.
You got a rock. I got a roll. Anything else?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. 10 seconds left. And Brave, let's tune in to Dawn Radio. All week, Embrace the Dawn. The DJs are awesome. They work hard. And with that, happy Halloween. We'll see you all next week.
No, no, remember, it's happy, comma, hollow, hyphen, ween, semicolon.
What he said, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to just thinking about it. Oh, my God. Yeah, just happy Halloween, happy. That's right. Remember, leave a pumpkin lit till midnight. Otherwise, a little guy named Sam will come and kick your ass. You have to know which movie I'm referencing here. All right. Go out there. Enjoy the Blood Moon or the trick-or-treat event, depending which game you're on. If you play both, go do them. With that, we're out of here. See you next time. Stay super. And I think that's it.
Next.
Yes. Oh, we've been in the after show for the last minute.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I will talk to you later.
Well, I'm trying to see. Can I post this here? Try to give it a pull. All right. Okay, with that, we're out of here. See you all next week. I'll see you Wednesday. Have a good night, sir. Thank you for co-hosting as usual. Good night, sir. Go enjoy.